You were mentioning the reasons why people do bath or actually go to the mashayikh, and you were mentioning some of the wrong reasons why people go. So which did we discuss last time? Yes. For many people, they think that if they go to Awliya Allah, that with one glance or spiritual power, they will make us balis or pious, righteous people. And we meant that we don't have to do, we won't have to do much work or anything. But this is also false, because if it happened, then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Anbiya alayhi salam all were there, and they would have cast that glance, and everyone would have become very close to Allah as such. But we know people didn't. Some did, some don't. So those who actually understood this fact that we have to follow, the Rasul comes and is sent actually to mention and to convey the teaching of Allah. He does not come to actually just to get people into paradise without action and without amal and without practice. So the Rasul or the Nabi means the one who gives news. Dekho na, Arabi mein khabron ko, the news are also said amba al-ghaybah, or naba'in means khabar, news. So they come and give news. Rasulullah said, "Ana bashirun, I give good news, and nazir, and warner." So they come to warn and give good news and mention the commands of Allah. But now to act upon them, who have to do is the people. So Anbiya al-Islam, they can't actually act instead of people. They have to offer their own farayid, they have to abstain from their own sins, the people. That is why we find in the stories of the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that who did not follow his, although the father, his prophet, how much he loved his son naturally. He even prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because the will was not there from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "No, he is not from your family. You are ahl, and he is kufar." Ab kaun hoga mareed ka, to phir bhi thoda talak hota hai na. Ek sheikh hai aur ek mareed hai. One is sheikh, one is disciple. Now father and son, and sheikh and disciple. So they were both, they were father and son, and also he was the sheikh, and he was the son, obviously physical son, and also spiritually. Also he was under the guidance. As Nuh alayhi salam used to do tabligh to him day and night. And he was lived with him, ate with him, slept in his house, and in childhood lived with him. You know, lekin usne nahi baat mani Nuh alayhi salam ki, and he did not listen to the Nuh alayhi salam, and he was with there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time also, many kuffar from Makkah, although they were very, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted them to believe and come to Islam, but because they did not want, and they were adamant, so some of them stayed at kuffar and they died as kuffar. And some actually came as well with the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So dua, anbiya dua karte hain, but it is not a norm, or it is not a rule that everyone, a wali will make everyone actually a wali. But I am talking about awliya Allah, but I am giving you an example of anbiya. When anbiya in Islam, this did not happen, awliya Allah are out of question, because their wilayat is much lower than, and they can never reach even the companions. So let aside actually the anbiya, other people, even companions were the highest awliya Allah, but people who did not listen to them. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the Khawarij clashed with him. He explained and explained to them. He is the one of the chief and one of the leaders of awliya Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, amongst the companions, he had a great spiritual status. And also, as you know, that most of the 99% silsilas of the Sawwaf, they go through him. Aapka kitna, lekin those khawarij, didn't want to listen to Hazrat Ali. They said, no, we don't believe what you are saying. You are not following Quran. So, aap to chahte the ke wo achhe ho jaye. He explained to them, he mentioned to them in detail that you should come and listen to me, otherwise I have to fight. But because they did not listen to his verbal advice, then he even had to go and fight jihad with them because they were causing chaos. To ye waliyon ke sardar ki baat hai. Ab koi to dusra banda hai, whoever else is, can never read the status of any companion, let aside Sayyidina Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ. تو وہ کسی کا یہ عقیدہ ہوگا کہ میں ولی کے پاس جاؤں گا and ولی will make me this is not a norm. یہ عموماً ہی نہیں ہوتا. As a rule, sometimes if Allah سبحانہ وتعالی wants, he can, as I say, bless anyone. Like حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام was born without a father, or ولی does the دعا, or a نبی does the دعا to Allah, to Allah سبحانہ give guidance. But that's not for everyone, because other majority of the people, they had to follow. And those people who with their du'as became guided, for example, came into Islam, they even had to actually do mujahida, to stay in Islam and to actually then spread Islam. So, wo jo jinko hidayat mil jati hai, to phir woh bhi gunahon pe to nahi ade rehta koi bhi. So even those people who have been guided due to the du'a of the wali or a prophet, at those times, when they entered Islam or they entered Walayat, they left all sins. They also continued to do Mujahida. So Mujahida to karna padta hai. So if a person is going, because I won't be put into test, meaning I won't be able, won't be tested with opportunities of sins and righteousness, so he is actually really living in actually somewhere which in reality such does not exist. Because Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was put in so much severe test. Kitne wo imtihan mein dalenge. To nabiyon ko jab, even prophets living their level, they themselves are tested. To phir dusron ka kaise keh sakte hain? How can anyone else say that I will be free then when I'm going, I have a bath with someone or as such? So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was tested in Jannah. آپ کا جنت میں امتحان ہوا. اور ولایت جو ہوتی ہے, ولایت وہ چھپی ہوئی چیز ہوتی ہے. یو کانٹ سے سم ون از ولی جسٹ بی آر لکنگ, ہی از پریئنگ اور ہی لکس رائٹیسنس اور ہی از فالوئنگ سننا. یو کانٹ جسٹ سے ہی از ولی, بیکاز ولی سیئنگ دیٹ ہی از ولی مینز ایکچولی دیٹ اللہ, ہی از فرینڈ آف اللہ, دیٹ ہی از بلوڈ آف اللہ. یو کین سے یس ہی از ٹو می ہی از رائٹیس پرسن, ان مائی اوپینئن دیٹ پرسن از resembles awliya Allah. But you can't just issue judgment, because walayat is makhfi, walayat is hidden matter. Walayat is hidden matter. Sometimes the person himself might not know he is a wali. Usko to shayad khud hi na pata ho, to dusron ko kya pata hona. So one should be very careful in these matters. So this is nowhere people so long time they waste time going to this, finding such a person in different countries. They, no matter they go to Iraq or they go to Syria or they go to Palestine or wherever. If any person says I can do this for them, then that person and they don't, him, they both actually are in the hands of Shaitan. Wo tabah hoga. And it is very fortunate that if that person can actually be released or escape from this misguidance. تو یہ بہت نقصان کی چیز ہے. تو اس طرح نہیں, بلکہ آپ کو پتا ہونا چاہیے کہ I am coming to the people came to Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, like حضرت بلال became Muslim. It's not that his test ended, but he was put in more tests now. Firstly, he was hidden Muslim, for example, but when he openly he declared Islam, پھر تو آپ کو بہت سزائیں دی جاتی تھیں. And he was given more punishment and he was given more sin. So unhon ne to kabhi nahi kaha ki I became Muslim and there is a peace in Islam and what is this happening for me, because they knew that the tests really begin as more a person goes to close to Allah and a more a person is unrighteous, and then the tests are also becoming severe on that person and his spiritual power, because at the end of the day he is going to get something infinitely in hereafter, infinite life, not ending life, not ending bliss. तो वो मुफ्त तो नहीं मिलेगी. It's not going to just become for nothing. And the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala Himself said, "Amma hasibtum man tadkhulul jannah? Do you just think that you will enter Jannah by thinking that we are people of Jannah? Walamma yatikum mathalul ladina khalaw min qablikum, and you have not passed yet, or if such things have not occurred, what occurred to previous people they had to go through? Massatumul ba'sa wa darra'u. They are put in such severe test, such hunger, such fear, such test. Hatta yaqul ar-rasul wal ladina amanu. Until then that the messenger and actually the companion, their companion said, Mata Nasrullah, when is Allah's help going to come? So they were tested through the other very extremes. So Maria to ye kabibi ni hona chahiye ki hum bimar ho jaye banda. Never ask that you should be sick. One should not ask anyone something which is not beneficial for you in the sense that asking trouble for you. One should never ask. But dil mein ye ho, agar kabhi bimari aagi, if I lost something, if I lost eye vision, if I lost, to main Allah ke raste se nahi hatna, Allah ki ibadat se nahi hatna. If I don't find that, you should never ask, I should stay in hunger. But if I don't find a job, or if I'm living financially, I'm put in test, I'm not going to leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mera ko ye nahi, but now I am very much fond and very much motivated towards Allah Azza wa Jal. If not, agar mere biwi bache, agar meri biwi achhi hai, aur ya nahi achhi. So, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not depend on this. Bande ka yakeen ho, jaise Hazrat Rabia Basriya, although that is a higher level, but I'm just giving you an example. We are very little, or you might say, level people. We have not got much place, or you may say such a vision, such expanded heart and mind jo Ali Allah had. Hamara to ye maqam hai. Our status, as I say, is that we leave dunya and the sins of dunya for akhirat. Be akhirat ke liye, jannat ke liye, jannat mein daakhle ke liye, aur dozakh se bachne ke liye. Hum pehle gunah chhod de duniya ki in this life. Wo higher level hai that Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahimahullah said, or other awliyaullah, that we do not worship Allah for Jannah or for to abstain, or actually for fear of hell, we worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who can say this person? Which person can say this, that I am worshipping Allah for not for that I will get Jannah or I will be saved from, I am worshipping for Allah? Who can say this? Firstly, who has left the dunya and the sins of dunya for akhirat, for jannat. Pehle to is maqam pe to pahuncha ho na wo. First step it should be in him. No use ke hai to wo is dunya ke to, he is not living sins, major sins, minor sins. Jannat ke liye bhi nahi chhod raha, jahannam ke khauf se, and for the fire of hell he is not actually leaving and saying, I am not going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jannah. So that is just falsehood. That is just actually wishing, and there is no reality in there. So pehle humare jaise room ke liye ye kya hai, for everyone, ke that they leave this dunya, love of dunya, the sins of dunya for akhirat, for jannah, to fear of hell. Jab wo is maqam pe pahunch jaye, that now they are in such a state for that for akhirat they have now left dunya and the sins of dunya. Now they can actually say that they have worked to the next level. But I was saying to you, Rabia Basriya Rahmanullah and other awliya Allah, they say that they're in the mind, their mindset is that if there was no Jannah, Jannat na hoti, or na Jahannam hoti, they still are going to worship Allah. They still are going to abstain from the sins. They still are, let's imagine, there's no Jannah in the Akhirah. Only there is no hell in there. There is no hoot, koi bhi hai nahi. only they can stay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are happy. They are more than happy, and they actually would actually just go with it. So similarly in the tests in this dunya as well, they are not shattered. So when you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for certain reasons, haan, mujhe achhi job mil jayegi. Yes, I will get a lot of honor in this world. Haan, mujhe achhi wife mil jayegi. I will get a good wife. My matters will be solved. Then you are in danger all the time. Phir aap all the time khatre mein ho. Because when these things change, people change, jobs change, countries go upside down. Ye to duniya badalti rehti hai. So your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to suffer, same. So you have connected that to the string of dunya. So when this string is going to move, that is going to move as well. So you have to separate from this dunya. And if you get this to that level of holy Allah, also akhirah, like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah said, that first leave dunya for akhirat and then leave akhirat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that love of actually that a person is not doing good deeds to abstain from, actually, to get into Jannah, but for pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But as I say, that is not for everyone. Firstly, for everyone is level. They come to this level at least, ke bhai wo akhirat ke dar se, jahannam ke dar se, qabr ke azab se dar se, wo people are actually abstaining from sins. And to enter Jannah, they are doing good deeds. Pehle wo is level pe pahunche, then actually other higher level. But one should be very sure about this, that a person who will attach worship with Allah, his relationship with Allah, with the dunya, he is going to suffer. For example, he says, I am worshipping Allah because I won't get sick from now on. I will always be healthy. Tomorrow, a person becomes sick. The other day, he will lose his leg. Then he might lose actually his eyesight or hearing, or he might become ill. He might lose a limb. So, kya karega? So, his relationship with Allah is going to suffer. I am worshipping Allah because people are respecting me, honoring me. Everyone is saying that I am very good. So when tomorrow people change, my relationship with Allah is going to suffer. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to suffer. Financial difficulty, are we? If I am worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, financially I will be sound. And financially I won't have a problem. I am going to have a problem because the test is going to come. Then my relationship is going to suffer. Because I have attached the worship of Allah or my relationship with Allah with other things as well. Once you become independent of these things, you really become a mukhlis, a sincere person. This is darja of ikhlas, which actually a person, inshallah, should acquire. That his relationship with Allah is such a light, that light is not attached to anything. Not attached to financial security. Not attached to actually honoring of the people, acceptance of people, approval of people, disapproval of people, honor in this life, health in this life, or physical well-being, or actually any kind of well-being here is not attached to. So his relationship with Allah is pure. So no matter upside down, people die or live, people become healthy, or he becomes, or his family become healthy, or his relationship with Allah is not going to suffer at all. Because he is mukhlis. If he is mukhlis, and if he is not in that, then he is going to suffer. So always be clear of this mind, in your mind, that don't relate other things, other benefits and losses to your, don't let them determine your level of relationship with Allah. That should be pure. That is on the sake of, for Allah, that I am servant, He is Lord. I am creator, He is the creator. I am Marbub, He is Rabb. I am Abd, He is Mabud, He is my Lord. I am His servant, I am His slave. I love Him, He has created me. And I worship Him from the depth of my heart. And that worship does not have any partnership, any other motive attached to it. That person's iman is not going to shatter at any time. So kya ho jayega, zyada se zyada koi jaan hi le sakta, even someone ask him that they will kill him, uska imaan nahi jaya. Here they will slaughter his family, uska koi imaan farak nahi padna usko. Ab Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ka imaan dekhein, all family wahan ho gayi. And how close is he to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because but his mind was clear. Aapka imaan suchcha aur sachcha, and his mind was clear ke bhai my imaan to with Allah and the messenger is not attached with anything, with honor of this world, with the khilafah of this world, with the well-being of my family, although they were the beloved people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his iman never shattered. Iman, he never questioned, his faith was never questioned. But other people, small things happen and they start, their imans are shattering. It has cracks in it. Why? Because they have connected to those things. So aap kabhi bhi aisi cheezon ke dil nahi kar raha. For example, many people say that when we are doing zikr ya koi ibadat, that our hearts are not accompanying, as I was saying on Monday as well. I am not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my heart, for the heart. I am not worshipping the heart or the enjoyment of the heart. So you become really a servant of Allah and independent from creation. Ab shaitan aapko kaise gumrah karega? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to preserve you and protect you. Now, because you are not attaching anything, you are completely relying on Allah. You are not, you have not related a job, financial security, people's acceptance, people's approval, or any other kind of honor of this world, job, or actually enjoyment. You have not attached anything. Shaitan is going to find very hard to misguide you, or to put cracks in your. Or wo khud dekhen wo kyunki honor ke liye ibadat karta raha hai. He has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for honor. So when that honor was endangered, uska relationship with Allah has cut. Dekha. See how what happened. He did not have this quality, which I am saying to you or teaching you, which our Mashayikh has taught us for all their life. Alhamdulillah, we have 1 million, more than a million defects. But from this point of view, Alhamdulillah, our Mashayikh has actually cleared our mind and washed them through. World comes up and down, family change, people change, heart is not accompanying us, the nafs is not accompanying us, even the ruh is not, it says, saying, I am not satisfied, no matter what. Ke bhai, hum to Allah hi ki hai, main to Allah hi ka hu, Allah ki ibadat karni hai, mazae ya takleef ho. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala well-being, we ask His blessing, we ask His mercy, hum uski rahmat and well-being mangte hain. But if other things happen, our relationship with Allah is not going to be affected. You see, people become agitated and then they become depressed. Then they develop suicidal tendencies. It's these people who attach different matters to different wrong things. So Shaitan was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outwardly as he was. Now, because he had somehow in his mind, whenever this developed, that he attached his worship with honor amongst creation, that I should be the honorable person. When that honor was actually harmed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now bow down to Adam, so that honor was actually not upheld there. So now he said, no, I am not following this command. I am better. Because he had attached it with an worldly thing, hubeja or anything like this, then his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. So that is how many people in a day and night, their relationships are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are broken, are severe. Oh, I've lost everything. Oh God, why me? I have been in the world alone. I am alone. These people have left me. Families have left me. Children have left me. Wife has left me. Everything's gone. I am suffering. Any small thing happens, their car breaks down, they're agitated. If they see someone else's wealth, they're agitated. Why? Because they are yet not purely worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. So they are objecting on His distribution, on His bestowments of ni'mah. But you, if you have understood all your life, actually, do not attach anything, any status, any worldly benefit, any harm even worldly. भाई लोग माने अकेले रह जाओ तो फिर भी कोई फर्क नहीं. मैनी पीपल लाइक शीप दे आर जस्ट फॉलोइंग द क्राउड. कभी लोग चल रहे हैं हाँ हमें भी चलना चाहिए. इफ आई एम अलोन देन वी आर ओनली टू पीपल और वन पर्सन आई एम फीलिंग डिमोटिवेटेड. यू आर फीलिंग डिमोटिवेटेड बिकॉज यू हैव नॉट डेवलप रिलेशनशिप विद अल्लाह. हाउ कुड हैव यू फेल्ट अलोन वैन यू हैव सीन दैट पीपल आर नॉट विद यू बट अल्लाह इज विद यू. How could have this person felt this? 1 million person or 1 billion people, angels, sare ek taraf aur ek taraf Allah ki zaat. Still that person is more skewed. He should be more satisfied. Because all of them together do not hold, do not possess. If they want to harm or benefit, they can't without the permission of Allah. They can only do harm with the will of Allah. If Allah does not will, they can. So people sometimes leave the truth because no one is following them. No one is accompanying. They are less. They are few in number. They are left in. So they say, if the all other people are doing these things, it must be right. We will also do this. So these matters, or anything else, whatever you can think, this should not, don't actually attach this to the your relation and your talak and your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be safe, alhamdulillah, from many calamities, meaning the deceptions of shaitan and nafs. So you fail exam, you pass. Yes, you can blame yourself, but your relationship with Allah is not going to be affected. Hazrat Bilal ki misal di hai maine, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he lost his whole wealth. آپ نے ساری مال جو ہے وہ اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لیے جو ہے وہ قربان کر دیا. لیکن he was satisfied. You heard that story when he gave all of the wealth actually, and in that state Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel علیہ السلام when he did not even have any clothing to wear for himself. He even gave that actually to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the way of Allah, and he was wearing a sack made of sack, just actually covering his satr, and with not needles or buttons but with thorns. So in that state Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying salam to Abu Bakr, and he's saying that are you pleased in this condition with me? کیا آپ اس حالت میں مجھ سے راضی ہیں؟ And حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, with depth of sincerity and a weeping heart and weeping eyes, actually he said, yes, I am actually pleased. There's no kind of any blemishes that I have not got anything today. Because I have everything, because I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. That Allah is asking, my son is asking ابو بکر in his name. So ye muqam phir milta hai is tarah. And those people who attach small things and as they saying to do bad and come to Waliya Allah for these, when they don't get, after you see many people coming and staying 1, 2 years, 3 years, and then they go off somewhere else or they stop coming. What happened is nothing else. They had wrong intention in the outset, or in the middle they had wrong intention. Niyat kharab hogi unki, یا نفس و شیطان بھاری ہو گیا, اور دے ہیڈ رانگ انٹینشن, میننگ دیر انٹینشن بائی آئی مین دیٹ دا ریزن وائی دے کیم واز ناٹ رائٹ. دے ہیو ایکچولی مے بی دے آر ٹروتھفل بٹ دے ہیو کم فار اے رانگ ریزن. سو وین آفٹر 1, 2 years, 3 years دے آر نیور گوئنگ ٹو اچیو دیٹ بیکاز دے ہیو سیٹ این انٹینبل آبجیکٹیو, سو دے لیو. تو ان کو پھر نقصان ہوتا ہے. سمجھ آ گئی آپ کو؟ ہاں مدر منیر, اف یو کین جسٹ سے وٹ یو ہیو انڈرسٹوڈ.
So
Sorry? Achha, but Yahya, what have you understood? Aapko kya samajh aayi? आप बताएं ब्रदर वसीम. And but at the end, I would also say that a person, it is the, that is the teaching which you have in your mind. But never a person who is dealing with Allah, who has become his relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, is like this. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is never going to abide. At the end, this person is going to succeed. He will be achieved salvation. He is going to succeed. He is going to flourish. From all point of view, he is going to pass. Allah Pak usko zindagi se, he Allah Subhanahu brings death from life, and he actually from life he brings death, and from death and non-existence he brings things to existence. So for nothing is possible. So for you actually it might look you are losing, but at the end you will be the winner. Just like race hai, for example, people are racing, some are forward, some are behind, but it all depends is at the end who is near the finish banner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people who have this kind of relationship with me, no matter in between, they are suffering. But at the end, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, when it's going to finish, they are going to be the winners. Even though everything will look against them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to turn everything upside down, to actually, for these people. Because Allah azza wa jal says, مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, whoever actually comes for Allah, Allah becomes His. And when Allah becomes His, Allah's infinite power becomes His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion, all the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever has the pleasure of Allah, he has Allah and with Him all qualities, who seek her. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you actually it might seem that how can this happen, or how can this, I can be compensated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create millions world like this again and again, all people again, all circumstances again, all incidents again, actually for that person to flourish. So this is the result. One thing I have explained to you, that it should be your mentality, but this reliance on Allah, that and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to flourish, you are going to win, you are will be successful. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that these people will achieve salvation, and they are the people who will succeed. So, unika jo hai wo kamyabi hogi. Ye imtihan hai. In the test, yes, Hazrat Bilal رضی اللہ تعالیٰ was severely tested here in this world, and he was. But on the day of judgment, when it happened, yahan duniya mein bhi unki abhi kitni izzat hai, the brothers who have been to his mazar, now actually also a person can find such blessings on his mazar, which is in Damascus, in Damascus, where he came actually to spread Islam and to preach Islam, the message of, and he dies in Damascus in Syria. Lekin qiyamah ke din, on the day of judgment, when first the Rizwan, the daroga of Jannah, will not open door for someone, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will knock the door, And he will ask, and he said that I am coming from, since the world have been, and the creation and the Jannah has been created, I have not come forward to open a door for someone, nor I am going to come for someone after you as well, Ya Rasulullah. कि मैं पहली दफा ही आया हूँ, first time I'm coming, and it's the last time as well. कि मैं कभी, because he is the obviously superior and super angel of Jannah. अब जन्नत में छोटे छोटे जो फरिश्ते हैं, the other angels are such beautiful that people will just sometime think when they will newly enter that they are God, they are qualities of God, or they have seen Allah Azza wa Jal. वो तो फिर रिजवान, यानी he is the obviously a full manifestation of Jannah in him. So he will say that I have not come for someone, and nor I am going to come or to someone else actually after you opening the great doors of Jannah. So phir aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sawari lai jayegi, and there will be to mount and to ride upon and to sit upon as you go in Jannah. Now everyone in the Midan-e Hashar, in the plane of Hashar, will be looking ki bhai ye sawari to aa gayi hai. But who is going to hold? Is it angels coming? Ya koon aayega? Koi nabi aayenge? Koi sahabi aayenge? Who is going to? All of the families of Rasulullah sallam is there, everything. But they will see no other than Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu holding the reins of that sawari, and that where Prophet sallam will be sitting. It will be a living thing, obviously, and he will enter Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unke saath Jannat mein dahil honge. So forever and ever, a person becomes successful, and also in this world, Allah subhanahu wa taala compensates him in all ways where it looks impossible for us. What shaitan shows you, what shaitan promises you, this is going to happen. If you don't do this, you are going to lose your life. If you do this, you are not going to enjoy. That is actually miraj in this dunya, and also it will, a person will know at the time of death that was all only a miraj, which was nothing but was just empty. As they say in English, the grass looks green at the other side. So, it's not the case, because shaitan and nafs are not in your well-being. Allah and His Messenger loves you, and they want to bless you, but you have to be prepared to go through the circumstances and to the criteria which they want you to, and then you are going to be blessed. Uske bagair jo hai wo nahi hoga. So this thing, not in any corner of the heart or mind, that someone else is going to do amal because of you, and you're going to be forgiven, and you don't have to do anything. But you relying on Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, heavy feeted or light feeted, carry on walking. Dil kar raha hai, namaz ka waqt aa gaya, dil kar raha hai, nahi kar raha. You are feeling lazy. Bhai, maine to chalna hi chalna hai. I have to walk. It's like a matter of life and death, more serious than that, a matter of heaven and hell. You are crawling or there, bhai, maine to chalna hai, wo hi meri manzil hai. When you know that the water of life is somewhere, and you are dying from hunger and from thirst, and you have to get to that water. So until you can walk, you walk. When you can't walk, you have to crawl. And person crawling, bhai, main to udhar jana hi jana. Very similar to the person who actually said, who killed, you have heard that story of Hadith, 100 people, and then he was migrating to the city. So one person who killed 99 people, and then killed another 100 people altogether. He wanted to do Tawbah, and someone told him, yes, you can, your Tawbah can be accepted, but you have to go to actually the Basti or the village or the Qariya of the righteous people. So he went towards there. As he was traveling, time of death came. So he was somewhere in the midst of that, and he fell down. And when he was falling down, he had such courage in here, true repentance, that with his toes of his feet, he was, although he knew that I can't now go forward, he was on his foot. But when he fell until he had breath in him and he had energy, with toes of his feet, he was pushing himself towards actually the direction he was going. Although that city, what was city? City of righteous people. And it was far away, he could not see. Lekin usne kaha ki main, bhai, ab, until I can, no matter I am in the throes of death, lekin main jitna mere bas mein hai, how much ability I have, I am going to crawl. To usne us waqt bhi, he pushed himself slightly, no matter, maybe not even 1 foot, actually towards actually there. But now as a rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the angels, angels of hell, angels of Jannah, they both came, they said, this person, angels of hell said, this person have killed so many people, and now we are going to take him and he'll be punished. The other said, that he repented and he is going to be very, he was going to be very pious and righteous. So another angel came and decided between them that you should measure the distance. If the distance is more towards actually where he has come from, then he's a person of hell. Agar udhar safar jo wo kar ke aaya hai wo zyada, then he's a person of Jannah. And if the distance is more actually which he yet have to travel, then he's the angel of hell actually can take. So he made a decision and the angel said, yes, we will measure. But this is, I am saying to you that a person who relies on Allah, who does no matter, he can push with just a toe. So he did not do a great thing as such, that he reached the city or he did ibadat. But all he can do, he did. Whatever was his inability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when a person relies on Allah, in Allah's control is everything. So although in reality the distance was, he was further away from the basti, from the city of righteous, but Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the earth actually to constrict from that side. Allah Pak is the Allah apne rahmat se, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the earth to constrict so that the distance become less from actually where he was travelling to. So when the angels measured it, so this is fazal. Adal was actually that he was going to be punished. Justice was. But this is fazal of Allah. Meaning that Allah saw that this person, as much as he can do, he was doing. So now many brothers, as you come and say that we can't do this, and as I say that the purpose of the tariq is to do whatever is in your ability, wherever level you are, keep on trying. The reaching the destination, as I always say to you, is not a condition for success. It's not a condition. So the reaching toward the town of the pious did not prove a condition for success. Even half away he was there. So in this course, people who are doing this course, wherever they are, course means actually they are trying to leave whatever displeases Allah. That is what all the course is. And trying to decorate what actually attain and acquire what pleases Allah. That is all the course is about. And obviously destination is the pleasure of Allah. So whoever will be pressing, no matter they are somewhere in the middle, but they are still pressing with their toes, meaning that they are doing a little bit of which they can. Maybe they are in the middle, maybe they are further away, maybe they are in the beginning. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that this person is trying, ye koshish kar raha hai, pahunch nahi raha, these people, inshallah, are successful. Ye bande kamyab ho jaye. And our purpose is actually to please Allah and to become successful in the hereafter. No matter else. So, ye to itni easy, itni Allah paak ki rahmat aur fazal hai, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never put a condition that only people who reach there, and I am going to only forgive them. No, people who have been trying, and who are trying, but they have not reached there. No other course in the world will give you a degree, because you have been trying in the middle, and then something happened, and only you can try. They will say, no, we can't actually issue you a degree, issue you a pass certificate. Kyun aap pura course nahi kar sakte? Don't have the ability. You don't have the intellectual capacity to do it. No, you can't do this job. They'll do it. But Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, Allah Paak ki rahmat ki ke wo bande se mohabbat karte hain, la mahdood hai. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the person and he is merciful. So wo sirf ye chahte hain ke banda koshish karta rahe. So what more easy can be? The path is clear. And the second matter serious is in the person's mind. What if I can't complete it? Well, get out of that out of your mind. Completion is not the objective and the aim. Trying and carrying on and continuity is aim and objective. If you fall, you get up and actually walk on. Like for many of you are doing degrees or courses in college, or you have done, in these 2 years or 3 years, people become ill, people become lazy, they don't go to college, they hand in assignments late, they are not doing them well, even sometimes they fail some exams as well, or sometimes they have gone on holidays, sometimes they are just lazy, they are just enjoying themselves and not doing the work. So kitne in those 2-3 years they are doing, but if they keep on going to the university or college or school, wherever they are going, and still if they are not doing the assignments well, keeping in contact with the teachers and doing, at the end of the day they are going to get the degree, pass the over, although they are ups and downs. But those people who leave, say, okay, because I have not done this assignment well, I'm going to leave the course. No one can give a degree to that person. Usko to koi bhi nahi mil diya. Kyunki wo to wo course hi se bahar nikal aaya. So similarly, these people who are on this path and tariq, there are ups and downs, people fall, meaning they do sin, they sometimes fall back. That is not the major problem. That is not the obstacle. That is not the disaster. Disaster is that when they understand, when shaitan makes them understand, just leave it, you can't do it. Usually says shaitan that my destination is not that I am going to actually achieve this objective or reach at the end. My destination is what in this minute or this hour, what is due on me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am just going to do that. Light-hearted, heavy-heartedly, I am just going to do that. میں چھوڑنا نہیں اللہ کو, آئی ایم ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو لیو دس کورس, آئی ایم ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو لیو دا پاتھ آف اللہ. ہاں میں گر گیا, گناہ ہو گیا, آئی ول اسٹینڈ اپ اینڈ ایکچولی کھڑی آن اگین. سو دیز پیپل ان شاء اللہ دے ول نیور فیل, تو وہ اللہ پاک ان کو کامیاب کرتے ہیں. اینڈ دوز پیپل ہو اپٹ آؤٹ دین دے آر ان ویری گریٹ ڈینجر, دے دیم سیلف آلسو آر ان ڈینجر, پٹ ادرز ان ڈینجر اینڈ بیکمز فرینڈ آف شیطان, تو پھر وہ پھر ان کو پھر بہت برا حشر ہوتا ہے. تو اللہ کا راستہ بہت آسان ہے. آسان میننگ ایزی میننگ, دو پیپل ہو آر سیریس اینڈ ہو وانٹ ٹو ٹریول, فار دیم اٹس ایزی. دا پاتھ از کلیئر, گائیڈنس از دیئر, ریچنگ دا اینڈ از ناٹ ایکچولی گیون این آبجیکٹیو ٹو یو. آبجیکٹیو از گیون واٹ ایکچولی یو آر ڈوئنگ ناؤ اینڈ ٹرائنگ اینڈ ٹرائنگ اینڈ ٹرائنگ اینڈ ٹرائنگ دا شور. Any questions you want to ask? So inshallah we have more three points yet to cover, but this was also an important few important things which you need to know. We baat puchni hai to puchne regarding what has been said. So it will be clear, very clear in your mind, so there's no confusion whatsoever.
Yeah. If a person surely tries that he shall condemn Allah Ta'ala independently and not the creation, so that if he has any calamity or a harm in his life, then his connection relationship with Allah shouldn't be affected. But in the meantime, when he actually goes through a calamity in his life, and when he goes through it, then he feels the pain and whatever, and then he feels that he's actually connection with Allah is affected. Maybe in his prayer he's not having the concentration and anything like this, because he's always thinking about what the problem is going through. Is that similar to a person who actually has connection with Allah?
There are two kinds of these effects which you have mentioned. One is the natural effect. For example, if you are pricked with a needle, this is natural things. So natural things, so those type of effects or reacts which a person suffers, let's say someone very close to you die, you are upset, so wo nahi. It is where you have control over those matters, do not leave those matters. And similarly, emotionally you have, like Rasulullah SAW, the eyes were, tears were flowing when his son Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu left this world. Rasulullah said that eyes are, tears are flowing, the hearts are grieved, but with the tongue we are going to say whatever pleases. Meaning the tongue is in the control of the person, while the heart is, it just feels, it feels. No, a person does not have such control over it. So, but what you are pointing at, that that is what this course actually gives you. When this, when you, for example, many brothers like are doing the tawazo, ikhlas, these are the ahads, and there are also one of the, or some of the ahud, or the qualities which you acquire is the sabr, and this actually helps in this matter. So when a person is trained, you see, most of the question people ask, how we are going to, I have listened to a bayan and I have become very fearful what is going to happen to me, or I have, I am going to abstain from sin. Everything answer is in the course. Usme har cheez ka jawab hai. A person who blindly follows whatever, or 99% answers and solutions are already therein. So rather than thinking and wasting your time concentrating on other thing, how I am, what is going to happen to me, how I am going to solve this problem, this spiritual problem, you concentrate on the course, you get forward and forward, to cheezein khud hi khatam hoti jayengi. It will actually, everything you will understand yourself. This thing which I am explaining to you now, this is, comes through experience in the course. A person acquires it without understanding. No, you don't have to explain to the person. Jo banda course kar jaye, usko thousand things like this, you don't have to explain to him. He has already in them. If these matters come to him, he will know how to react. Usko khud hi pata chal jayega. He never, like I explained to you this half an hour or 45 minutes, that person who gone through the course, hundreds and thousands things or like this, he understands already. When matters come to him, he will know and he can actually deal with them. But now I am talking at a theoretical level, because at least so that you know by these things also exist and these qualities need to be acquired. But what you are pointing out, that is one sifat of sabr, which a person acquires. Not the sabr which he thinks sabr is, the sabr which actually is in the course, or the Mashayikh has said, and he learns this and utilizes this and acquires this quality. So these matters, inshallah, are going to become easy for him. But always differentiate between natural and intellectual dealings and happenings, or what you faced with. Natural things which occur to you, you don't have control over, you are not affected. Your reaction will determine you get close to Allah or not. If you are impatient, yes, you will. If you are sabir, you are going to increase more. So even actually, if you become a trained, purified person, meaning that you're trying to be purified, even waswas and all these things, they also become a matter of coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. That person is there. So through one buzurg, shaitan, for example, let's say the shaitan came, shaitan ne unse aake kaha ke main shaitan hoon. To kya unhe that I am shaitan hai, jo shaitan. To unhe farmaya ke tujhe dekhne se bhi mujhe Allah ka qurb zyada aur mera iman bada hai. That my belief and my closeness to Allah has increased. Because you are yourself a matter of ghaib. Aapko ghaib kuch to Allah ne khabar di thi ke shaitan hai. So now I have seen something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so now this means that all other matters are also true. You are also a thing of ghaib, creation of ghaib. This is like angels, jannat. Otherwise, how would I know that this is possible? So, isi tarah jo hai banda. But if a person is not, then maybe he's sitting in front of Kaaba, front of with righteous people, with Anbiya al-Islam, people have been sitting. They don't have the right reaction. they are going to harm themselves and come away from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Or push anything else before we finish with the Muraqabah. Yes, ma'am.
Since you asked something not related to the today's topic.
Yeah, for mine.
Before going to sleep, one is prepared to put to where the
with
the Shurma, is it a Sunnah or Mustahab? I'm not sure.
A Mustahab, in the literal sense, you can say Sunnah as well. This Mustahab and Sunnah differentiation is actually from the knowledge of fiqh point of view. Mustahab are those amount actually which Rasulullah some liked and he did as well sometimes, but sometimes he left as well. So they are Sunnah from that, meaning they are prophetic practices. And Sunnat Fuqaha, when they speak, they mean actually that Sunnah which Prophet continuously did and did emphasize as well. So from that point of view, it would be Mustahab, from fiqh point of view. And but from general literal point of view, from other point of view, from a hadith context, it will be Sunnah as well, be Sunnat, yeah, or Mustahab. So if a person, let's say, for example, have not put, he will not be classed as he has gone against Sunnah, or he has gone against Sunnah, ya wo usne Sunnah chhod diye, wo gunagar ho gaya hai, or anything like this. But if a person does, so it is very much rewardable.